It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney brought his campaign to the northeastern Colorado town of Fort Lupton today, where he spoke at a rally on energy policy at an oil and gas drilling site. KUNC's Kirk Sigler was there at the event and now joins us live. So, Kirk, a little symbolism in where Mr. Romney spoke today?
Indeed. He spoke behind a rig and a well in the middle of a field that's really in the heart of Colorado's current drilling boom. The company that owned the rig is called K.P. Kaufman. They're a local firm that employs about 200 people with plans to expand thanks to the Niobrara Shale Formation. Their founder, Kevin Kaufman, introduced Romney.
I am pleased today to have the high honor to introduce to you someone who fully understands the continuing value of responsible development of our oil and gas reserves, the next president of the United States, Mitt Romney.
Okay, so Romney quickly went on the attack against President Obama's energy policies.
He did. The president has recently noted that oil drilling and production is actually up during his administration. But Romney today said that's because of the boom in drilling on private lands like the site he visited in Weld County. Romney said his strategies would be all of the above, renewables, but ramp up drilling on public lands on and offshore and open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And of particular interest to Coloradans, I think he also took a swipe at the recently proposed federal fracking disclosure rule.
I want fracking to be regulated at the state level like it has been for the past 50 years and not have the federal government take it over.
Erin, we should note that Colorado has its own public disclosure rule that governs drilling on state and private land. The Obama administration, of course, has proposed this rule to extend to federal land. That's something that Democrats, by the way, say is necessary to ensure the environment and public health aren't at risk from the process.
Right. Now, Democrats, of course, very critical of Mr. Romney's visit. But what about Republicans? You know, is Mitt Romney popular with Colorado Republicans after the caucuses in February?
Well, he's certainly still got some ground to go in energizing his base, for sure. But in a battleground state like we're in Colorado, it's definitely going to come down to the independents from here on out, I think. Expect Romney and President Obama to be here a lot in the coming weeks and months trying to woo those voters. It's not clear how many Mitt Romney might have won over here in northeast Colorado today, of course, speaking in a reliably Republican part of Colorado and Weld County.
Indeed. Well, Kirk, thank you.
Glad to do it.
That's KUNC's Kirk Sigler. It's 2:35.